Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Martinet Emmons is a transformational life coach who broke free from childhood abuse, sexual trauma, and overcame cancer to become a powerful force of healing and hope for others. Martinet describes traumatic events as fierce emotional tsunamis. They can leave impending doom and destructive tidal waves of emotions that hit you when you least expect it. Martinet helps her clients dive into the depths of their trauma and pain as she stands fiercely advocating for them to shine a light on those experiences and find the lesson in the pain. She serves as a beacon of hope that guides you to see the strength, lessons, and purpose that can be born from the pain. You can feel alive with purpose again when you awaken your dormant strength, step into your power with a sense of peace, and discover a new wave of hope with the right tools and support. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation to inspire you to find hope and to see that there is a beautiful blue ocean of serenity, happiness, and fulfillment in your future. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Transformation with Martinet. This is where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. Welcome everyone. I'm so excited. It's Friday. It's my favorite day. And as I've said to many of my regular listeners here, it's not just because it's Friday and the weekend. It's because I get to be here with you. This show is about hope, and that all the guests that I invite on the show are similar to me. We all believe that we as humans are resilient and we can get back up from anything. Today, I've got a special guest. She's special to me. I've known her for at least 12 years now. And we have daughters that are the same age. And, you know, we used to spend a lot of time together. I still do when I go to town. You know, I don't live in California anymore, but I love to go to her restaurant. So welcome, Zion Tedesa.
Yes, thank you, Martin. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you and good to see you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my friend, you have come a long way, girl. Yeah. I tell you, when you started out, I thought it was amazing as it is that, you know, hey, you've got a restaurant. You are living the dream, a woman entrepreneur out there in this world, supporting her family on her own, single parent at the time, like I was at the time. Yeah. So tell me actually, let's start with this. How did you fulfill a dream of having a restaurant, Ethiopian food, Queen Sheba, by the way, Sacramento, California. How did you start that? How did you start your dream?
So my dream was started by accident.
Yeah.
Not in accident, just, you know, when I was a student, you know, I mm-hmm. lived in England, you know, I'm from Ethiopia. Uh-huh. Anyway, my name is Zion Tedesa, the owner of Queen Sheba Restaurant. So I'm originally from, you know, Ethiopia in Africa. Mm-hmm. So, and I went to England for school and before I got here. So when I was a student in London, in England, my aunt opened a restaurant. So, you know, it was natural for me to just, you know, be a server at her restaurant while I was mm-hmm. a student.
Yeah.
So I realized that, like, this is what I want to do. So I learned how mm-hmm. to cook my food. I learned how to serve. But I was already a waitress, you know, mm-hmm. as a student. Yeah. But I didn't really have that responsibility selling my own food that I grew up on. Mm-hmm. So, and the people came in and it's just the connection with the people. I just loved it. And I'm like, this is what I wanted to do. So
yeah.
I actually found my talent by accident like that. And then when I moved here in the United States, 2001, mm-hmm. and when I came to Sacramento, there was not that much Ethiopian restaurant and right. especially vegetarian and vegan restaurant. I'm like, this would be the perfect place. So I was really, really passionate, you know, looking for, it took me 2 years to actually find a place and, you know, put my vision and my goal into doing what I love to do, which is restaurant. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, so you were a student and, you know, you had family in the business, in restaurants. So you learned that. Was there anything, for example, I had, as you probably remember, a legal career. I was a paralegal in Sacramento. That's what I did. But after I got cancer, moving to Michigan, I got remarried, moved to Michigan, And after I got cancer, there was just like this overwhelming message that I've got to do what I was meant to do, which is to help other people. And that meant as a coach, you know, helping other women in business, helping people fulfill their dreams. Was there something for you that had you start the restaurant and the other things that we're going to go into?
I think for me, the most important thing, what really I really believed in my food, the food that I grew up on, you know.
Yes, yes.
So I'm all about, like you were saying, preventing at early stage, and instead of being getting sick and changing your diet, changing this, why not start even before we get sick, start eating healthy food. So I believe the food I grew up on is a gluten-free, plant-based food. And, you know, for me, I feel good about every time I eat it. So I wanted to share that with people, even though it was the hardest thing to say, because people didn't even know what Ethiopia food was, you know?
Right.
So a lot of people, you know, when they think about Ethiopia, they only think about, you know, in the 80s, there was some droughts and, you know, so they never relate that Ethiopia when it comes to food. So I really have to change people's mentality that it's really the food. I knew it was it heals my community in a way.
Yeah, the food is healing. Like you were saying that, yeah, a lot of people didn't even know what it was. I didn't know what it was until I met you. And I was really surprised. And it was like, wow, this food is good. And there's like a hominess like to it. Like, you know, the injera bread and just like it, kids love it too, right?
Yeah.
Like you could eat with your hands, you know? And that wasn't really the thing that, you know, how I was raised, you know, you have your fork and your knife, and of course that's appropriate, but at the same time, it just made it more homey and inviting to me and healthy and good.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Especially, you know, coming to America, and in seeing, even though there's so much food in the United States, but there's not healthy, good food that you eat that makes you feel good after you eat. So that's the type of food that I grew up on eating. So that's what I wanted to share. And I just wanted people to just test it first. You know, it's a plant-based food, completely plant-based food. Yeah. We cook from scratch, you know, with love and care. It's not some food that you just throw in the oil and it's fried and it's ready to go. So that is what I wanted to really share. So that's what I really wanted to share with the Sacramento community, that that healthy food, that plant-based food that they don't get anywhere else.
Right. You know, how many times do you eat a meal, and maybe you don't, but I have, like, you know, you eat something and then it's just like a few minutes after, it's like, it may taste good, but you don't feel good.
Yeah. Because we sometimes forget, even though our mouth, you know, wants to taste some sugar, some good, but our organ is rejecting it. We don't, you know, when we're not feeling too good after we're eating some food, and then it's actually our body's communicating with us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we ignore it. And when we ignore it, it kind of eventually pass up to get us our kidney, our liver, our lung, all that type of sickness comes from the food and neglecting ourselves, our body, our mental health, our spiritual health, our physical health. Everything is tied up to our food. So when we're not feeling good, when we're not, we can't think good. We can't think about God. You know what I mean? We're thinking about how sick we are. But, you know, most of the time, I believe it kind of tied up to the food that we eat, the nature that God gave us. Right now, we have so much processed food, you know, human being happens. So we kind of, you know, try to make it faster for us. So it kind of fits our schedule, our fast life. So for me, I want to take people back to how we used to live. Like, the food is the most important part of our life, regardless where we came from, who we are, what background we are. Food. Mm-hmm. That's why even for me growing here, you know, not just serving the food, I'm trying to grow even the gluten-free grain right now in California. Why not? it's going to benefit people.
Absolutely. Yeah, we need to talk about that. I was just wondering, though, like, just different cultures, different way that we were raised. I was fortunate that I was raised a very healthy diet, so I know how to eat. I happen to be a sugar addict as well, but I really work on tapering that, because as I get older, especially, I want to feel good. That's far more important than the 5 minutes of delicacy or whatever, but to feel like crap afterwards. It's not worth it anymore.
Yeah.
So were you raised very healthy as well, to think healthy, to not have some of the, well, standard American diet, basically, you know, sad standard American diet, where it's food that just isn't even good for you, but it feels good. Were you not raised to have anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. The way I was raised, honestly, I was raised, I would say 80% of the time, our diet was vegan. So meat we eat maybe sometimes, or on the side, or when we're celebrating, or on the weekend. Yeah. Or so our diet is our health in a way. That's what is supporting us in Ethiopia, growing up in Ethiopia. And also the sugar thing, we very rarely took sugar, even as a kid, maybe Christmas, New Year, you know what I mean? Yeah. So we got that treat once in a blue. So that's why when I came here, you know, even though there's so much sweet stuff available for me, because we didn't grow up on it. So I'm not really a sugar person, just naturally.
You know?
So, but I don't blame people here, because my kids eat sugar, you know, because everything is available for them.
Right.
So we try to, even me and Mike, you know, we try to balance how much sugar or how much sweet we give it to them, so they don't crave it. So we're very intentional when it comes to sugar, because I really believe sugar is really eats our organs slowly in you know, in for the long term. So it's really, even though it tastes good, but it is really kind of a slow poison that really eats our organ eventually and get us sick. So as much as I try to tell people to stay away from sugar as much as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's like you were saying just a little bit ago, how our organs are going to let us know certain things, that certain things like autoimmune conditions, they have never been so high right now. Yeah. I was diagnosed with one in June, and overall my diet's really good, but my stress level is super high. So I've had to kind of balance that a bit to try to, you know, get this condition in order. So diet is everything. So you didn't come up with it, but you're the first one to bring to California. Is an organic grain called teff.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about that. Cause I'd actually never heard of it until you told me about it.
Yeah. The teff, the same thing, you know, like I grew up eating teff, the gluten-free grain, 100% gluten-free. I realized how valuable it was when, you know, after I opened my restaurant. Yeah. I have my teff bread, and then also I mix teff with barley, because teff is so expensive right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the demand, because of the gluten-free side of it, so a lot of people are ready to order it. And at the same time, even for the people who are not allergic to gluten, but still they want healthy food. Do you see what I mean? So that they need that option. So for me, I'm like, no, I only have it for the gluten-free people, because, you know, I take care of my gluten-free allergy people too. So I'm thinking, you know, I live in California, the agriculture state, you know, and we have UC Davis like 15 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached out to them, why not grow it in California? We have everything we need here. So that's what I reached out to the UC Davis. They were happy to help me grow it. So it has a lot of
process. Awesome.
I don't want to go through that. I went through different processes. So right now we were able to grow teff for the first time in California. So my goal is to be able to have my whole restaurant gluten-free. Because the only makes it my restaurant a little bit gluten, because I have to mix the flour with barley. Barley is a good flour, but it still has a little bit gluten to it. So the whole thing for me is to grow my teff here in California, make my restaurant a gluten-free restaurant, as well as even distributed to the rest of United States for, you know, you can use it for pizza, pasta, any other bread, for any other grain that uses wheat. Also, it's good for people with the diabetic too, because it doesn't turn it doesn't turn into starch. Normally, gotcha. Like rice, it turns into starch. Mm-hmm. So most diabetic people have to avoid rice. So, but teff is good for people who can't eat rice as well. So it's an amazing super grain. New York Times called it, it's a super grain, the next super grain. Uh-huh. LA Times wrote about my project and saying it's going to save California's economy, because right now, as you know, California is going through droughts. Thank God we had a good rain run.
Yes, I heard.
But because of it takes a lot of rice, and wheat takes a lot of water. But takes only 60% of water. Also, it's a drought resistance. It's high in protein, high in iron, in gluten-free. I mean, it's just the most amazing grain. So I'm just so happy to be able to grow it here in California.
Yeah, that's really amazing, because I think when you told me before, it's kind of similar to quinoa a bit.
Yes.
Okay.
But with quinoa, with teff, you can actually substitute all the wheat products. Even for kids, for nutrition, you know, I'm always about feeding, starting from the womb. You know,
over
the time that we're pregnant as women, we have to eat that nutrition, healthy food. So in that way, when our kids are grown up, they have full functional, you know, ability. So I really believe we have to start from there, from our womb. So
I agree.
Feeding them nutrition food. So to avoid that mental health or all that type of thing going on in our society.
Absolutely, because let's face it, that is something that we don't talk about it as much as mental health, and our food plays a whole big role in our mental health. If we don't feel good, we're not thinking clearly, and we have brain fog and everything. And it's like a lot of people attribute, like, oh, I'm just getting old. No, that's really not it.
No.
You're not feeding yourself right. And like you said, it starts in the womb, because if we're not feeding our children right, they don't even know how to feed themselves.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, but even remember, Mike, he had suffered a lot of allergy. Even the doctors didn't even know what was wrong with him. They barely start to know about this gluten allergy. People were going crazy, didn't realize it is really maybe the food they're eating affecting their digestion system. And it's when your digestion system is affected, your brain is affected, how you think is affected, you're stressed out. So they barely getting, even the medical industry, they barely start opening up now to say, no, and instead of giving you all this medicine, you know, change your diet, change how you feel, you think, how you're eating. In that way, you can feel good, you can think good, and then you can be part of, a good society in a way, you know, functional society.
Absolutely, so, and move your body. Move your body. You know, it all goes. If you start eating right and taking care of yourself, you want to exercise, which makes you feel even better.
Yeah.
You know, but it does. It starts with the food.
But at the end of the day, 80% of it is nutrition. Mm-hmm. Nutrition, nutrition, nutrition. Yeah, you add exercise to it too. That's good. Functional exercise, or even 30 minutes, an hour exercise a day would help. You know, this COVID stuff that's kind of threw us out a little bit. You know, I was remember I used to go to the gym all the time.
Yeah.
And now COVID, and you know, but we got to get back to our groove. Still, our health is the most important thing. Our mental health, like I was saying, our spiritual health. If we're not feeling too good, we don't have time to thank God. You know, we're too busy thinking about our sickness and our health. So everything, and even our financial health, you know, if you're not feeling too good, you go to work, you know, you're not feeling too good. You're not doing your 100% work. So I think really everything comes into our food, everything, how we diet from the morning to the evening. and how we set up our day, how what we're eating every day is matters. The same thing, everything. God has given us everything we need. You know, I'm into the cannabis industry now. You know, I believe that herb is your medicine. You know, that God is given plant. We can use for CBD, for pain. We have a lot of alternative, like food is our medicine too. The same thing, you know, what we eat, who we are. If we eat bad food, we're going to feel bad. But if we're eating good food, we're going to feel good, and we can, that shows in everything we do. So that's what I believe. I think for me, I really thank God for every day, for, you know, every time I eat my food, I'm always thanking God and also thanking my ancestors for coming up, you know, this type of plant-based food, that we don't have to use processed food. We have garlic, ginger, turmeric, you know, plant, spinach, lentil, yellow split peas, everything you need under the sun that has God given it to us. We don't need to really process our food. That's what I believe.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And like I have just found over, you know, sometimes being a mother, you know, I've taken the easy way out. Like, oh, it's just quicker to make something simple. But the more the, you know, the love that we put into the food, it just goes out to the world and goes out to our children. It goes out to just feeling good overall. And like we keep saying, when we feel good overall, the energy goes out there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So we're going to take a break in a moment, but how did you get UC Davis involved to help you with this? That's huge, huge project.
Yeah. So I think, you know, it's a vision. When God gives you a vision, you do, you know, I didn't even think I was going to be, like, if you asked me maybe 6-7 years ago, I never thought of it. But when I realized what I had, Tef, is an amazing grain in the demand of it. And it's just, you know, me, I'm always reaching out to people for every single thing I need. I know that I need a team. I need professionals. I need universities to solve my problem. You know, so I knew they were going to solve that problem because, you know, as you know, my restaurant, I meet a lot of people from all walks of life.
Yes, you do.
You know, from UC Davis doctors and professionals and politicians, all work. So I'm always connecting and creating that relationship with them. So when that thought came into me, I reached out to people. I reached out to people. So they helped me reach out to them. So without people, we can't get nowhere. So I'm always, just like I reach out, if I need something from you, I reach out to people all the time.
Yeah.
So I knew UC Davis is the number one agriculture school in the world. So, and it's only like 50 minutes away from where my restaurant. So for me, it's natural to reach out to them. And they got me in so fast because they know the meaning of TEF, how it's going to benefit the community, not only, you know, California community and beyond.
For sure.
Because, you know, everybody wants healthy food. Who doesn't want healthy food? Because we need some alternative.
Yeah, that's excellent. But that's just cool. I just think it's amazing that you're actually the one who brought it here. I just think it's cool. Or to California. I'm in Michigan now. I forget sometimes. I'm not right there. So we're going to take a break, but we'll be back in just a moment. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Are you an entrepreneur who's feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or anxious? Join Casey Singh, a certified life coach, on a journey of self-discovery. Tap into your inner wisdom and uncover your unique gifts, passions, and purpose. For a limited time only, get a copy of Casey's book, Go From Your Head to Your Heart, when you visit tuneintoyourheart.com. Take the first step and start living your most authentic life. Visit tuneintoyourheart.com today. Is your goal to get healthy and strong? Do you feel good in your body? Visit Queen Sheba Restaurant in Sacramento, California. They have served the community Ethiopian, vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free food for the past 18 years. Owner Zion Tedessa also founded Sheba Farms, where she grows a gluten-free grain called Teff. Zion is also the founder of Sasha Monet Institute for Alternative Holistic Natural Medicine. For more information, visit queenshebas.com. That's queen, S-H-E-B-A-S.com.
New year, new home. If a new home is on your list of resolutions, now is the time to call Daniel Gomery with the Gomery Home Team at Dobie Real Estate. Daniel is an experienced real estate broker and Michigan realtor who knows how to navigate this shifting market, and he knows how to deliver results, whether buying or selling. Get the results you deserve and call Daniel today, 586-260-8118. That's 586-260-8118.
Paige Park and Tulsi Rose Yoga are here to teach you how to create your own healing through connection. Connection to self. Connection to community. Grief is a part of everyone's experience, but we can heal the emotions around it. Emotions of sadness, loneliness, despair. You don't have to go it alone. To learn more about these healing connections with Paige and her community, visit TulsiRoseYoga.com. That's TulsiRoseYoga.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Zion Tedese, and we've been talking about health and how we don't feel good if we don't eat right and fuel our body with good stuff. And, you know, those cravings can come in, but if we can listen to our body and what it's actually telling us and eat better, we're going to feel better overall. And that helps us to make better decisions. It clears the brain fog and just helps us in life overall. So Zion, you started out with Queen Sheba, your restaurant, and then you started growing the grain teff to start bringing it out into the community, and your restaurant in particular, but out into the community. What else are you doing in regards to health and entrepreneurship as a woman?
Yeah. You know, I'm like a serial entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Like naturally, I'm like mm-hmm. that, because I'm always thinking about opportunities
yeah.
that benefits, not just for the sake of opportunity, but opportunity mm-hmm. brings other opportunity.
Yeah.
So through my Queen Sheba doing restaurant, then I came across like the teff. I came across cannabis, which is, another medicine that I believe is a natural medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for everybody, but I'm so much into CBDs. You know, CBDs is the next thing. So I just want to give people an alternative medicine, because I know, you know, mm-hmm. how, you know, Mike really healed himself,
yeah.
because even the doctors didn't know what was wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to heal himself through food and cannabis, you know,
mm-hmm.
and through CBDs.
Mm-hmm.
When he's stressed, when he has anxiety and all that, they would give him, you know, other drug medicine that
mm-hmm.
was affected his, you know, even more his mental health,
right.
Because he was not feeling too good, even making it worse. So
right.
I saw that how cannabis and CBD healed them. Throughout the year. So I wanted to share that with the world too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to share with my community, like, if
yeah.
this is drug and everything that you get from the, you know, medical industry, that not
mm-hmm.
for you, it's not working for you, here is another alternative.
Right.
The natural way, the plant that God gave us from the CBD that we can heal our body. So I'm into that too. So I'm always trying to be, even though I'm a businesswoman, you know, I'm not a chef, but I know food is mm-hmm. good for you. So,
yeah.
So the same thing, I'm not a cannabis grower, but I know how many people cannabis and CBD would benefit. So
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm trying to heal my community through food and cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And the same time, while you're healing people, while you're benefiting people, you're actually generating economics to put back into your community. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
With Queen Sheba, even though I'm making, you know, it's a business, also it's creating me more businesses to benefit the community while you're supporting
yeah.
the community. Do you see what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
Just so blessed to be able to do the stuff that, you know, that benefit people
mm-hmm.
regardless. So I'm just 100%, you know, energetic and happy to do everything. Yeah. You know, I work like 10, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
But I don't feel it like, you know, or I'm not stressed over it, because this is something that God put the vision in my mind, in my heart to do. So I'm happily doing it, you know. So it takes time, it takes patience, you know, to get things the way I want them to get there. And I have an amazing team and people of support. The community supports me, whether in the cannabis industry, food industry, health and wellness industry, mental health industry. You know, there's a lot of help out there. There's a lot of groups of people doing amazing things. We just need to tap into them. You know, we don't realize how much the cannabis industry, we have a huge community out there who are doing an amazing job when it comes to healing people. There's a huge community out there, network, where people trying to help with help each other. We just need to tap into people who is aligned in what we do to benefit others, not just, you know, ourselves. So I'm just so, you know, fortunate and blessed to be able to do what I do every day here in Sacramento.
Yeah. So absolutely. So you already had a vision, Queen Sheba, you're helping to heal people with food, and as well as keeping your own, you know, your three children and a husband. And so when it came to Mike, your husband, for those, you know, that you don't know, her husband is Mike, and he was sick. How did you guys start? Because he was eating good food, being prepared, right? And at your restaurant, how did it come about? Because I know there's other people that have these kind of struggles, especially digestive issues is one of the top things. How did you guys heal him? And then what steps did you take after that to introduce cannabis and everything else?
Yeah, I think for him, it was a process. It was a process figuring it out. What type of food actually got him sick? But the good thing, you know, he was fortunate enough that I have to work, you know, he was taking care of the kids. So in the meantime, because he was so sick, he couldn't even work because he didn't even know what food he would eat would get him sick.
Right.
So it was really, it took, and he had to juice every day, juicing, you know, cleansing. And just knowing what food affect, you know, when he eats, what food got him sick. So it took him like reading 2-3 years of a process. The same time, when he's getting anxiety, depression, and all that, they prescribed him, you know, medicine. His dad is a doctor, so, but still, that even made it worse for him. So what he relied on is the cannabis, that the organic way he grew it himself, you know, discernment. So he had to figure out everything when it comes to healing himself. So he had to, you know, get grow his own cannabis from organic soil using all organic stuff. So I saw him healing himself through that cannabis. I'm like, why can't we do that for just like, you know, with the TEF, like, you know, with the restaurant,
right?
There's no plant-based food, good food. There's like I was saying, like, why I will, you know, do that. The same thing came into my mind. If it benefited him, imagine how many people it would benefit. But it takes a whole lot process too for that.
Right.
So it took us so far, even for this, you know, it is taking me like nearly 5 years, step by step, from fighting for cannabis equity, because how, you know, getting into the cannabis industry is so expensive. And you have to have like, you know, already money to get into that type of industry. So I actually had to fight the cannabis for cannabis equity. So in that way, the government, the state would give us some equity. So people like me, Black people, minority, women can get into the cannabis industry. And that way we can benefit our community too. So that's how, at the same time, even though I'm healing, I'm trying to create a generation of wealth as well through the cannabis equity. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So in that way, I'm not on, not only for me, for people who cannot get into that cannabis industry, even though, like we know, you know, Black people been the one who got hurt by war in drugs. There's over like 40% of Black people are in prison because of cannabis. But right now, it's only 2% of Black people in the cannabis industry. So it don't make sense. It's not balancing. Do you see what I mean? So that's right. Why that equity would help us get into the cannabis industry, who are already, the people who are already ready to get into the cannabis industry, but they've been doing it for a long time, but they don't have the money to get it. Gotcha. So I've been fighting with, for that for the past over 4 years since California legalized cannabis 2018. So right now we working on building, you know, cultivation, manufacturing, distribution, working with UC Davis as well as Kaiser Hospital to be able to actually research for medical purposes, how cannabis can actually help us for a specific pain, for specific, you know, a lot of cancer patients are using cannabis right now. And instead of using just painkiller, that affects, has a lot of side effects. Right. So those are the kind of things I want to do for specific to heal our people, our community here starting in Sacramento and beyond.
Yeah, healing the community.
Yes.
I like that. Yes.
And especially how, you know, we came for this from this COVID, we still, you know, we still are being affected. We don't realize it, but the past 2 years, we went through COVID. We went through all that pandemic, you know, restaurants, people lost their job and the businesses. And so we're still going through that. So we need some kind of healing, spaces and healing opportunity or whatever it is we do as a human being in overall, you know, it affected the whole world. COVID. Yes. So we're still coming off from that math in a way, the COVID.
Yes. So we're going to take a break, but then I want to come back and talk about your fundraiser and all this you're doing to just help your community and the world overall.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll be right back, everyone. We'll see you in a minute or two.
Is your goal to get healthy and strong? Do you feel good in your body? Visit Queen Sheba Restaurant in Sacramento, California. They have served the community Ethiopian, vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free food for the past 18 years. Owner Zion Tedessa also founded Sheba Farms, where she grows a gluten-free grain called teff. Zion is also the founder of Shasha Monet Institute for Alternative Holistic Natural Medicine. For more information, visit queenshebas.com. That's queen, S-H-E-B-A-S.com. Are you an entrepreneur who's feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or anxious? Join Casey Singh, a certified life coach, on a journey of self-discovery. Tap into your inner wisdom and uncover your unique gifts, passions, and purpose. For a limited time only, get a copy of Casey's book, Go From Your Head to Your Heart, when you visit tuneintoyourheart.com. Take the first step and start living your most authentic life. Visit tuneintoyourheart.com today.
Paige Park and Tulsi Rose Yoga are here to teach you how to create your own healing through connection. Connection to self, connection to community. Grief is a part of everyone's experience, but we can heal the emotions around it. Emotions of sadness, loneliness, despair. You don't have to go it alone. To learn more about these healing connections with Paige and her community, visit TulsiRoseYoga.com. That's TulsiRoseYoga.com.
New year, new home. If a new home is on your list of resolutions, now is the time to call Daniel Gomery with the Gomery Home Team at Dobie Real Estate. Daniel is an experienced real estate broker and Michigan realtor who knows how to navigate this shifting market, and he knows how to deliver results, whether buying or selling. Get the results you deserve and call Daniel today, 586-260-8118. That's 586-260-8118.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Zion Tedessa, and we've been talking about health and wellness and everything that comes with it, and women and entrepreneurship and taking the love of good food and turning it into health and wealth for everybody and the communities as well. So Zayon, tell me about your, well, your organization, your, you have an event and a fundraiser going, and I'm afraid I'm going to say it wrong again, but I'm going to try.
Yes.
Sashemone. Sort of. Did I get it right?
Yes. Yeah, Sashemone.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Sashemone means it's God-given. So
that's, oh, I love that. Yeah. That's what that means?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. So it's naturally God-given. And that's why I believe in everything I do is all mm-hmm. natural, you know, from God, whether it's food, plant-based food or carnivores or coffee, everything I do, it it surrounds that. So Shashamani mm-hmm. is a place in Ethiopia where the Rastafarian were given to grow their own vegetable, their own carnivores for healing purposes. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wanna use that for you know the stigma that oh it's drug and it's all this, but no, it's a healing plant that was given to us, you know, from mm-hmm. the nature.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, we can use food is bad too when you're using it for a different everything that we use as human being, everything has a plus and minus.
Sure.
So the same thing, carnivores has a plus and minus when you're using it inappropriately. But the reason why I call this Shashamani is it kind of has that history Rastafarians mm-hmm. use for spiritual purposes, healing purposes. So I want to connect that to Shashamani. So the reason why I'm doing the fundraising, like I was saying to you, like, mm-hmm. you know, what I go through too as well, you know, being a Black woman, being a woman, mm-hmm. and it's not easy, especially financially, when it comes to trying to build our vision.
Mm-hmm.
And my vision is bigger than myself.
Right.
So everything, you know, I have all the team, I have all the idea, everything that I need, except I need the funds. I need money mm-hmm. to pay the people who will do the marketing for me, who will do my administration, my finance, my sales, my distribution. Mm-hmm. All
yes.
that takes so much money. So mm-hmm. that's what I've even, you know, I'm always saying that generational wealth that me as, you know, as a Black woman didn't have that generational wealth. So we have mm-hmm. to create our own generational wealth in a way.
Absolutely.
To do that, I have to do fundraise. I have to get the money for people who believe in what I do and mm-hmm. and who wants to be part of what I do. That's why I have that GoFundMe to be able to build,
yes.
you know, from my businesses by bringing people as well.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful vision. When we all work together, so much more can happen, you know. A friend of mine just kind of put out a post on social media today about always supporting each other as women, especially because it used to be, you know, like jealousy and comparing ourselves to each other and tearing each other down. That is now stopping, I think. We are getting better about that. But we really need to support each other because so much good can happen if we stand together.
Absolutely.
And help each other.
Absolutely, because I'll take that even further. As women, we the one who give birth to humanity.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, if you check the statistics, how many percentage of women are in business is heartbreaking. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So, imagine if we balance that. If we are like 2% of us, only 3% of us, the same thing goes with Black people too.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's only 2-3% of us in business,
right.
and we the one, you know what I mean, who raises our kids, will give mm-hmm. them, you know, give them the nurturing that they need, we need mm-hmm. the fund.
Yeah.
So imagine if it's like 20% of the women in business this world will be a better place. Mm-hmm. That's how I love it, honestly. Because right now, it's not balanced. So I don't have anything against the men, but the men are 90% of the business run by men. Mm-hmm. So we still have to wait for the men to give us the money to support our kids and our community, our mm-hmm. you know, world. So if it was like the balance, the women have more the money, imagine where we'd spend it in food and in our kids and making mm-hmm. sure, you know. So that balance is off. The same right. thing with Black people. You know, when I see Black people in America, how many of us in businesses, it's heartbreaking. It's like 2.3% of us in businesses. How do you support 98% of your community with just 2.3% businesses? Do you see what I mean?
Right.
So that's why for me, business and entrepreneurship is very, very important to me when it comes to getting women and Black mm-hmm. people in businesses. So yeah. especially women. Women, we need to be in businesses. Do you see what I mean?
We do. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I agree with you.
It's not a competition. It's mm-hmm. okay. You know, this is America. We have all the resources. We have all everything that we need under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? So what I do, what you do, we need to bring it together to benefit our kids and kids and kids to come.
Yes. There's plenty for all of us.
Plenty.
Yes.
And so plenty. We can even feed the whole world. There's plenty. Mm-hmm. God has given us abundance. But the thing is, we need to get out of that mentality of first for me and just for my family only. What mm-hmm. about the community and beyond? Because I was reading what civilization means the other time. It says that civilized people are people who are working together, not just only to help themselves, to help the community.
Yes.
Do you see what I mean? As simple as that. So
makes sense.
Coming together, three, four of us, it doesn't matter where we came from, who we are, Black, white, women, Black, mm-hmm. you know, we come up with all those things, you know.
Yeah.
But God didn't come up with that. So why not come up together and even women coming together, building businesses mm-hmm. that benefit our kids and kids?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So we have just a couple minutes left. What would you say to a Black woman in your community, any woman in your community who wants to start something? How would you, as a business owner, how would you tell them to start?
I think first is your passion. You know, are you mm-hmm. really passionate about what you do? Yeah. Once you have that passion, mm-hmm. I think nothing should stop you, because we all, as women, we're very insecure, you know, naturally. We're like, oh, what if of this? What if of that? I tell people, like, just jump in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, jump in.
Just do it. Mm-hmm. If that is your passion, you might fail. Who cares? You know, I failed so many times. I got burnt so many times. Yeah. It is what it is, because we chose to do this thing. And especially as women, really, especially at this time, living in America, United States, we have so much opportunity. We don't have, like, you know, I'm from Ethiopia, so the mm-hmm. opportunity I have here is probably, you know, 80% more for me to succeed here as a businesswoman than in any other place in the world. I live in England too. So we have nothing to fear except just to jump in it and get involved in the business. Just pick what you love doing and start doing research and bring people, you know. Once you start doing that, God brings the people that you need. That. He just needs you to do your part, you know.
That's it, so right there.
Doing our part, He brings all the people, even before I'm thinking, like, okay, that person is already there.
Yeah.
So, but He wants us to start to have that confidence in ourselves mm-hmm. and in Him.
Yes.
And that's it. And the money, like, you know, I started with Queen Sheba, borrowing money from here to from there. I'm still struggling with funds, but it's okay. But mm-hmm. I'm still keep on going until I achieve that vision. that God put in my head, in my heart.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. And all the information, everybody tune in. All the information is on our site here. You can find all the information about Queen Sheba, about the restaurant, about my guest Zayan Tedese, and all the stuff that she's doing. It's all there for you to look at. Please look at the fundraiser and help her do all the amazing things that she's doing. And Zayan, again, thank you so much. And
thank you, Martin.
Absolutely. And yes. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And we will see you again next Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And have a wonderful, beautiful day. And remember that you, too, can do anything. Anything you want to do, you can do it. Just put your mind and your heart into it. And you got this.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.